Today's episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Squarespace at squarespace.com. Go get a fantastic website, blog, online store, or whatever you need with all the right templates and tools to make it look good on desktop and mobile. Right now, after your 14-day free trial, you can save 10% on your order at squarespace.com by using the code MORNING at checkout. That's MORNING at checkout at squarespace.com. Coming up on TMS... To the gym!
Gaga and Cooper are born again.
You know, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
McDonald's is making kids thinner.
Bring your horse to Taco Bell.
That won't make the horse any thinner. The diaper monkey attacked me.
Recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Star Trek The Next Generation. We're trekking across the universe.
Never, ever.
The Morning Stream.
This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Morning Stream for Wednesday, the 17th of October. Sorry, August 2016. Not October. We're not there yet. Calm down. Everyone slow down. We're not to October yet. October will come fast enough. It's fine. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Fine. Where did you go? Oh, the kitty over there.
Yeah, it was cleaning itself and had the, you know, the legs straight up and the toes kind of spread apart. So I was going to poke it with my pen and she turned and caught me.
Well, cats are into it, man.
Yeah, they're into it.
They like cleaning up the vajayjay. anyway, hey, what's up? I'm feeling so much better today.
You sound so much better, yeah. Dude. This is like, it's like a miracle cure or something.
It's like day and night. Seriously, mm-hmm. it felt like a completely new life today. And I think I've found the trick. And it's a trick that I'm sure people know about. I think you already kind of knew that this was a way to do it.
Yeah.
But I've had other people tell me this, but I've never really put it to the test where, like, you're at your super sickest, you just go and do like a bunch of exercise and work out. That's amazing what that does.
It is. Yeah. There's something about the endorphins or the adrenaline or whatever, sweating out the bad or whatever it is. I totally swear by this. If you start to feel like you're getting a cold, mm-hmm. hit the treadmill mm-hmm. and just pound it out until you're, sweating and exhausted. And I swear to God, you'll feel better.
I did that. So I went to the gym there. I got a new membership to the Vasa gym. Yes, we bought it from Gold's Gym.
Would you like to drink some Vasa when you're done?
This is right. We got it for a very good deal. We spent very little money on Gold's Gym, yeah.
Please stop and get a frozen custard on your way out.
We do not have the massage chair. Sorry about that.
Anyway, I went there. It was fine. I didn't get the custard, by the way, because I...
Good. You
know, custard's just going to make me sicker, so I didn't do that.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Anyway, went in there and two things happened. One, I worked out really hard, and when I got done, I felt great, and I haven't felt bad since. So yay for gyms as the cure for the cold, the common cold or whatever I had. And secondly, they told me when I signed up, one of the things they pride themselves on is how clean everything is, including the bathrooms. They specifically said, hey, you know how the best thing about a membership here, you know, is that we use that money. That you pay every month to make sure that everything is as clean as possible and that it's always the most sanitary conditions here at the Vasa gym. And I said, oh, that's great. That's real good to hear. I go there yesterday. I walk into the men's room. That was like BlizzCon Sunday morning.
Oh, no.
It was horrible in there.
Oh, no.
It was horrible.
God, that bad? I mean, because I remember hearing your stories about the Hilton BlizzCon bathroom.
All right. Not quite as bad as that. I mean, that one still had like drunk barfing people in it. But this one was like,
Calvin last. I'm so excited about the new expansion. Blah, blah, blah.
So there was like a toilet all overflowing and there was like paper everywhere. And I don't, maybe it just happened and they just hadn't gotten a chance. They weren't on the next wave of cleaning duties or whatever. But my gosh, it was bad. I feel like going up there and going, hey, how about $4 of my 10 per month or 20 per month back? How about you give me like a quarter of my money back? How about that?
Oh, we are sorry. We are not doing that for you. Not here at the Vasa gym.
Aw.
Anyway, it was fine. Went good. And,
good. And you're feeling better and you're...
Here's the other thing. They have these fancy new, what I thought looked like new treadmills in this whole fleet of treadmills, right? And I thought, oh, this is cool. I can see that they've got like a little phone holder and like a connector in there. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I can just stick that in there. And then I don't know what it does for me.
Does it just charge or does it even give you like a little remote window or something?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't say, but I went to go use it and it's the old like 25-pin wide connector.
Oh, the 30-pin.
Or whatever that is. Yeah. Sucked.
Oh.
It's like, come on, what is this? 2010 in here? What's happening?
We have a connection for your Zune and your creative jukebox.
That's exactly right. Anyway, it all went just fine. And I feel much better. So,
you know, it's funny that you had frozen custard last night. I did. Last night or yesterday was our dog Daisy's 9th birthday. Tina keeps track of these things. And so we actually celebrate the dog's birthdays, which is really, you know, cute. We lavish our attention all over them and stuff. But we decided we would take her. There's a fast food place in Colorado called Good Times.
Oh, with,
JJ.
JJ. Dynamite and all that.
That's right. I don't know how far east or west they go. I know they start in Colorado and their, you know, main headquarters in Colorado. Really, really good burgers. And they also have frozen custard. Mm. And, but if you take your dog there, then they give them something called a paw bender, which is basically a small cup of frozen custard with, Milkbone dog treats on top.
Oh my gosh, dude.
As the mix-in.
I'll bet this is the greatest thing a dog ever had.
It is the greatest thing the dog ever had. So we decide, all right, well, you know what? I haven't had frozen custard in months. Tina hasn't in a while. We decided to treat Daisy. So we all hop in the car and we've got two dogs. Ruby is 12 and she's got arthritis and she's going blind and she's got some muscle density loss in her hindquarters. So she really can't get around much. So we left her home.
Yeah.
And we debated on if we should leave Daisy at home. We're like, no, she's going to love the car ride. She's going to love going to get frozen custard and get some excitement. So sure enough, we pop in the car, me and Tina and Tristan and Daisy, and we start driving. And as we're driving, it starts sprinkling a little bit on us, a little bit of rain.
Okay.
And Daisy is ferocious when it comes to people ringing the doorbell. She looks like she will chew your arm off if you ring our damn doorbell, whether the UPS guy or Tristan or whatever. Like if it's one of us at the door.
You're encroaching on my territory.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know if you're a replicant who's looking like Tristan, but I'm going to chew your arm off if you try to get in that
door. I'm taking no chances, is what she says.
That's right. But when it comes to fireworks and thunder and lightning, she is
very, very
the most timid little freak ever. Right?
All right.
Cowers, and there was some lightning right there. It was a little demonstration.
I like it.
It's almost as if I made that happen on command. So it's starting to sprinkle on us as we're driving out there, and we're like, oh, crap. Yeah. And we go headlong towards Good Times into the most horrible thunderstorm I can remember us having in a while, with lightning all around us, thunder booming right above us, and Daisy, like, mouth open, panting, like, this is the worst thing ever.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah. I mean, it was basically, you know, the combination of the cars and the noise and the thunder and the lightning. It was literally the perfect storm.
Wow. So was she able to even enjoy her custard? Or
We decided to hold off. So we went and got the custard. We brought it back home. Got one for Ruby as well. So we got both of them custard. Yeah. And we said, let's wait and not give it to her right away because she's hyperventilating. Yeah. She's basically going to go, oh, this is the most delicious thing ever. Blah, 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 and then throw it up.
And pork it up on the carpet. Yeah. Nobody wants that.
So we gave it to her a couple hours later, and they both loved it. They both felt it was the greatest thing ever.
I feel like that is a low bar for dogs. I think they will, if you give them, I mean, all I have to do is cook bacon, and my dog loses her mind.
Right.
So I totally get it.
Give them a chunk of shoe leather sprinkled with shredded cheese, and they'll think it's the greatest meal ever.
You probably made their day, is what I'm thinking.
I think so.
Now, you have something written here that says, met a real life Casa Bonita diver. Is that even? Oh, you mean like off the cliff in the place?
Off the cliffs. Yeah, the cliff diver at Casa Bonita. So Tristan brought over some friends last night before we went to bed. And one of them was this girl named Maddie that we saw several years ago. She was the homecoming day to one of Tristan's friends. We hadn't seen her in a long time. And she's, you know, she's grown up and is like, oh, yeah, good to see you. And super polite, nicest person ever.
Yeah.
And we were talking about food, and then the subject went over to bad food and gas station sushi and taquitos and stuff like that. And she said, oh, yeah, it's nothing compared to Casa Bonita. We're like, oh yeah, no kidding. She's like, trust me, I know, I work there. We're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. All right, let's get some stories.
Yeah, you're in the presence of royalty there.
That's right. And so we find out that she started off doing what they call miscellaneous, where it's basically all the little jobs that people don't have time to do. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, running this over here and refilling this and doing that. They have a cauldron, and it's not a vat. It is a cauldron that can hold 1,000 pounds of beans, of refried beans when they make it back there.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but she says, yeah, I started out doing that, and then I wanted to move in entertainment so I wouldn't have to deal with customers as much. And when you start off in entertainment, first you got to wear the gorilla costume and run around the restaurant, the gorilla costume for a while.
Gosh, dang it. That's a gross, disgusting, hot, smelly thing.
It is. And kids grab onto you. And she says she got pinned down by like 12 kids once before another crew member came over and helped rescue her.
Okay, that's kind of great. That's pretty great.
Then she moved on to diving.
Yeah.
And, or really kind of more jumping off the cliff. She never did any diving. You've got to be like, you know, a really good diver to do that off there. But they also have these little comedy shows that they do in between the diving shows where it's like, oh no, she's being chased by she's chasing a monkey with a big net to try and catch him. Oh no, now the monkey's got the net and it's chasing her and she can only jump off the cliff into the water to get away. Ha ha ha, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Benny Hill level.
Sure. Yeah, they can't. I mean, look, they're not going to go too deep into their routine. It's going to be pretty
theater,
simple.
It is theater, Scott. It is the stage.
Yes. It's where I belong. Now so give me the monkey suit.
So she would have to kind of jump off this ledge into the water.
Yeah.
And at one point, she grabbed a pole or something instead of jumping because she was the last second like, oh, a little panic and grabbed this pole and kind of swung around the pole and then slid down and still landed in the water and everybody was worried about her, but she was totally fine. However,
yeah.
We did say, well, have there been any, you know, accidents and stuff? She's like, oh, yeah, this one girl jumped off the rocks to go in the water. Lost her footing in mid-jump and kind of went down the rocks.
Oh.
Facing the rocks on the way down into the pool.
Are these actual rocks, by the way?
These are molded rocks. They have to be firm enough that people can climb up them because the divers climb back up the rocks to get back to the ledge to jump again.
Right, so they're probably like resin or something.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That's still pretty bad.
Apparently she needed plastic surgery after that.
Oh, gosh.
I know. It's a horrible story.
Enjoy your quesadilla, everybody. Freaking,
that's right.
That's
we asked
good.
Her, we said, is there any, like, are there any secret menu items you can order that just aren't horrible? Like, can you say, oh, yeah, give me the Juan Pablo Deluxe, and they're going to, like, give you this, you know, like the secret, oh, okay, that's a burrito without any of the horrible beef we use or the nacho cheese that we spread on everything or the.
it's them getting in a car and going to some other place and bringing it back.
Right, right.
So and she said no, I'm guessing. They don't have
she
that.
She said no. She said, yeah, there's nothing.
So when you said diver, I thought for sure this was a story about somebody who's constantly going to Casa Bonita locations. There's only one, though, right?
There's only one Casa Bonita, yeah.
Yeah, in my head it was like, oh, he's...
Like a Casa Bonita diver. Like
yeah.
Yeah,
like somebody who's crashing the place all the time.
Like Morgan Spurlock, the Morgan Spurlock of Casa Bonita.
Yeah, or not Morgan Spurlock, who's the guy that
I was thinking like
diner I'm thinking of the diners dies
Guy Fieri.
And Guy Fieri would
Guy
come
Fieri
in there.
Of Casa Bonita.
Those are some wicked wings, man. Those are tight.
Hold on, let me put my sunglasses on the back of my head on my frosted hair tips and try some of these delicious quesadillas.
These quesadillas are gangster.
Oh, I'm totally gonna slurp while I eat this.
Never have the camera on anyone for more than one full second. all right. Well, that sounds like a good time. I'm glad you got to hear that, talk to that person. And yes. She seems very nice. And is she still work there or just did work there?
I think she did work there. I don't think she works there anymore. But if she had a lot more stories, I'd say, hey, you want to call in and do like an interview on TMS someday?
Oh, it'd be amazing. And then this one time, we poisoned the beans.
Casa Bonita camp.
Exactly. All right. It is time for, that's right, person who tried to call earlier and never got through. Assuming this is what you were hoping for. Time to stump Daryl. That means the first phone call I get is getting in, like this one. This might be the person, I don't know. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Carl. Thank you for not giving my number out.
Ah, hello, Carl. This isn't you then. Good. I mean, you're not the person that was calling all morning, even before we started. That's good. Carl, it's lovely to have you here. How are you, sir?
I don't know. It's too early in the morning.
I see.
Oh, how are things in San Francisco?
Yeah.
They're doing pretty well. I can kind of see outside. I mean, I can see like 100 feet or so.
Yeah. A little foggy.
That's not too bad.
I peeked at your area code, Carl. Oh. I can tell where you live.
Yeah. We can see your area code. We know. Just kidding.
It's okay. Oh, it's good. Still like half an hour outside of San Francisco, so you can't find me.
Well, are you in Vallejo? Vacaville?
No.
Across the thing at the Compton, straight out of Compton?
No. It's too quiet and there are no gunshots.
Do you wake up in the morning and yell F the police coming straight from the underground? Does that happen? No? No? All right. Well,
nah, I pretty much wake up and say, "Where's my coffee? My supplier skipped out on me."
Ah, gotcha. Nice. All right.
And
well,
then you say, "I'm going to go get back in the house, Carl."
Yeah, get in the house. Carl! You ever get that? You ever have anyone yell at you as if they're Rick and he's got a southern accent going, "Carl, get in the house, Carl." You ever get that?
Only when I call into places online.
All right, then.
Fair enough.
Well, you come to the right place, turns out. All right, well, it's good to have you here. Brian's going to explain the rules and tell you what you could win. Brian, take it away.
That is correct. Carl, here is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be pulling Daryl in just a moment or two. All right, Daryl, stop listening at this point. We're going to be pulling Daryl in a minute or two, and we're going to be asking him a trivia question. And what we want you to do is accurately predict whether or not Daryl or Rick is going to get that question right or wrong. If your prediction is correct, you can win a copy today of RoboCraft and the Master Bundle. I don't know what all that is, but it sounds really good.
It sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon when we were kids. RoboCraft and the Master Bundle.
Totally does.
Like a whole block of programming. Yeah.
So really, really cool. This prize can be yours if you predict accurately Daryl's response to the trivia question.
Oh, very nice. What's his topic?
The topic is Foo Fighters.
Ooh, the Foo Fighters, because it's Music Week, remember?
That's right. It's not the Foo Fighters, Scott. It's just plain Foo Fighters.
Yeah, it's just Foo Fighters. They don't really go by the Foo Fighters, do they?
No, they do not. That is, it's like saying the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, they're just Smashing Pumpkins.
They're just Smashing Pumpkins.
Which is better.
You wouldn't say the Green Day, would
No, you?
You
wouldn't say the Green Day.
Or the U2.
The U2. I might say that, just for fun.
Well,
I'm listening to the U2. Talking about Bloody Sundays and whatnot. All right.
So knowing Daryl's penchant for Foo Fighters and the fact that they're grunge and grunge originated in his hometown, how do you think that he's going to do?
Well, I trust Daryl in everything that he does, so I'm going to say he's going to get it right.
Ah.
Yeah.
Does that include the blood sacrifice he makes with goats on a...
Oh,
on
wait, that's a different show.
Well, we don't know what he actually does for a living, do we?
No, he won't say. It's some kind of secret-y, government-y deal. Some kind of... Some
yeah,
kind
we
of,
never know.
Yeah, cut
you your
know hands
that off. There are... small animals and people that disappear in his neck of the woods right around his office.
That's all we know.
That's all we know.
All we know.
Mysterious.
Once in a while, a Nintendo or a Microsoft employee will go missing. We're not sure why.
That's right. Exactly.
Take that, Redmond. All right. Here's your chance to do it. Let's get Daryl in. Oh, did you say yes?
You said right.
Okay, you said right. All right. Just making sure. I miss this sometimes.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's good.
This my Skype thing says that Daryl's birthday is today, so
it is. Yeah.
So we should do a little birthday song.
Ooh. Oh, play that one song that goes bum bum ba ba bum bum ba bum bum.
You like that one?
That's a good birthday song.
Hey, I found a good birthday song. You ready, Daryl? Happy birthday! Here's your song. That's my
even better.
That's
even
my
better.
Birthday wish to Daryl. Daryl, it's your birthday. Happy birthday!
Well, thank you.
Are you doing anything fun?
Trying to turn off this background thing again.
Oh, it's doing that, is it? Oh, that means
some days it does it, some it doesn't.
It's a Skype thing. I've had that app do that to me too. I'll be listening to some show, waiting for a Skype call, someone will call, and then suddenly it's just like turned down, but it's still in the background.
So try double tapping on the home button and finding the application that's playing the audio and swiping up.
Swipe up. Don't swipe front to back though, or back to front. That'll give you an infection in your vajayjay. That's what we used to tell the girls when they were little. You got to train them right. It's like, come on, guys.
That's correct.
You do that, we're going to have to take you in for one of them infection units. Dad doesn't know nothing about that, so get on
it. Did you ask me a question?
Yeah, we did. We said it was something about your birthday.
Happy
what was
birthday.
It? Happy birthday. Yeah. And I said
you, the form of a question.
I said, are you doing anything fun for your birthday?
Oh, Yeah, I'm doing this.
Oh, this is your thing for your birthday? That is a sad, sad birthday. Wow, that's awful.
Never!
Never, I say. Never.
Hey, I have an old recording of me, and I must have been about 10 years old, or maybe I was 14, but whatever. Mm. And I'm singing along with the Rockford Files theme song.
Oh, find
Are
that.
Are you getting lyrics?
Find yes. that. Can you please find that?
They're really stupid lyrics. That I think they're about Star Wars or something.
Not since... Oh, that's amazing. Not since this have we had some good audio from you.
1930.
We need that. We need more, man.
Okay,
oh my gosh. Freaking find that tape. Save it before the tape goes all corroded and it's lost to time, because that's amazing. Wow. By the way, this guy that I played earlier.
Star Trek The Next Generation.
These videos are like 6 or 9 years ago or something. Oh, yeah. He hasn't put anything up lately, but he went and made lyrics to all of the non-lyriced. It's like he watched Enterprise and went, you know what? These should all have lyrics. And so
I don't know how he could possibly find the time to do that when his dating schedule had to be filled to the brim.
Oh, yeah. No, look. That guy. Two ladies on each arm all the time.
Right.
We have more from him later, so watch for that.
On each Starfleet covered arm.
Daryl on the phone with us is... I already forgot who. Oh, Carl. It's Carl.
It's Carl.
I knew that.
Back on the phone, Carl.
Carl from just outside of San Francisco. Who is on the line with us, and he's going to help you or hinder you in your answering of the question in the topic of Foo Fighters. Not the Foo Fighters, Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
You may be familiar with Dave Grohl and his band. Used to be the drummer for Nirvana there. And then
I've heard of them, right? Yeah. They're big, I guess.
Yeah. He's my favorite, like, band fell apart because of awful reasons, but made a comeback that made them almost
Recovery.
Better than they were.
Yeah. Not almost. I
agree. I think Foo Fighters' body of work is a better body of work. And plus, they've been around longer, so they can, you know, they can claim that and not, and one of them didn't have to kill himself to cement themselves into, you know, the history of whatever.
Popular
but
culture.
But these guys come from your people, Daryl. They're from your sad, rainy town. So
well, that's true.
It's true. They're all born there and all that. I don't know. Grunge came out of a depressing, rainy town. How weird. So here's your question. Taylor Hawkins is probably best known as the drummer for Foo Fighters. However, he has played for other artists as well. Who did he play drums for just prior to joining Foo Fighters? Was it A, Smashing Pumpkins? Was it B, Gin Blossoms? Was it C, notice I'm taking all the thes out of the mic.
I appreciate you doing that. That's well done, yeah.
C, the Alanis Morissette. D, PJ Harvey. So again, Smashing Pumpkins, Gin Blossoms, Alanis Morissette, Isn't She Ironic, and PJ Harvey. Those are the bands. One of those, they're all actual bands. One of them's an individual, but
two of them are individuals.
I guess that's true. Yeah, PJ. Yeah. I always thought PJ Harvey was a band. It's not. No, it's a dude or a lady.
No, it's a woman. Yeah, you heard her in the Peaky Blinders soundtrack. She does the song that big fish, little fish swimming in the water.
Oh yeah,
really creepy tune.
Yeah. That was really good. Mm-hmm. I need to watch that new season. What's wrong with me?
Oh, what's the matter with you?
I don't know. Hey, Robot Man, chill over there.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
I would love.
How many languages do you speak? All right, so Daryl, which one do you think it is?
Oh, I'll need advice from Carl.
Yeah. Carl, what do you think? Carl with a C.
I'm going to say, since Alanis Morissette is the only entry where Scott actually said V in front of it, when he wasn't going to do that, I think it's going to be Alanis Morissette.
Oh, weird. That's an interesting. You're like Daryl. You're like Daryl with your deductive reasoning here.
That's right.
That is an odd thing. But hey, Daryl, what do you think of that?
It's the fog.
Yeah. Got to breathe deep.
I'm
it's
not
like
a
black
music
fly in your Chardonnay, Daryl.
Yeah, it's like rain on your wedding day.
Yeah, it's like a death row pardon 2 minutes too late.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it a bummer?
Those are all just bummers. They're not ironic. We've determined that already, right?
Yeah.
And isn't there some theory that she knows this and that's the irony of the song?
No, I don't think so.
I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
I've heard that she's like,
really?
None of these are real ironies, and I know that, and the irony is that people listen to this song and think these are ironies.
I could see her coming up with that later.
Yeah. Yeah. when she's trying to...
I totally knew that.
She's still choking on her bitterest pill or jaggedest pill or whatever it is.
Right.
Was it Jagger?
Jagged little pill.
Jagger's little pill.
Jagger's little pill.
Yeah, Jagger's...
John Jagger's little pill.
John Jagger's little pill. Got it. Anyway, Daryl, what do you think there? He says Alanis Morissette, see.
I think I'm being steered in the wrong direction because he thinks I'm going to get it wrong. And he's probably right. But my job is to try to get this right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
For you. Your job is you, Daryl.
Yeah, you be you, Daryl.
Nobody else, birthday boy.
Yeah, you be
just thinking about you.
Yeah, make a big cake. Put, you know, 65 candles or whatever it is on there. And I kid, I joke. I joke, I
remember watching the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
It was great. You know, my favorite part was when John Hancock spelled cock wrong.
When he underlined the last part of his name.
Yeah, he underlined cock. We thought that was strange.
Then he went lol and left. Anyway.
Little happy face tongue out emoji.
That's right. We had to scratch that part out. Had to take this serious.
You know, that's a pretty good history lesson.
It was, yeah.
Here, let me give you a little bit more.
Mother, oh, see, now you've got the music.
Mother, I send you this letter from the city of Seattle, Washington, where the rain is shitty and the girls are pretty. Yeah, I found it yesterday after we talked.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we can use that anytime.
Keep that handy.
Yeah, anytime we need to do like a letter from the front, we can whip that out.
Fantastic.
If a movie wins awards, it's usually got music like that.
Yeah. Well, and Ken Burns documentaries seem like they all have that. I mean, well, certainly his you know, big one did. The Civil War one did. That's right from that, but he often did that. And it was always when you're going to get a letter, and it was like Morgan Freeman reading it. I believe Andy Dufresne climbed through 300 miles of shit and came out clean on the other side. And sometimes you hear this. But only sometimes.
Only sometimes. Yeah. All right, what do you got? What do you got,
yeah,
Daryl?
What do you got, Delayer?
Okay, what'll I do?
Daryl the Delayer.
I'm going to pick A.
You're going to pick A? Pick A, the Smashing
Billy
Pumpkins.
Billy Corgan and his band.
Yeah, Billy Corgan, the kid from Small Wonder. Remember? Everyone always thought that was him, right, but it wasn't because he looked just freaking like him. Anyway, yeah. Yes. You know what? It was a bigger. It was an insult more than they ever acknowledged because that the kid. It's not like he doesn't look like the adult version of the kid. He looks like the kid.
The kid. Yeah, exactly. As if the kid didn't alter growing up. Yeah. And didn't evolve or anything.
Yeah, it's the same freaking face. Like the kid's just dressed up as a kid. It's weird. Anyway, let's find out if you're right. If it's A or not. Here's the thing. Where is it? Okay, here we go. Oh, you know what that means. This is bad news.
So you get nothing. You lose.
You lose. That's it. You're out. See ya, Carl. There, Daryl's was wrong, and Daryl, and he thought you'd get it right. In fact,
Carl had faith in you, and you let him down.
And he pointed you in the right direction. It was Alanis Morissette. Isn't that ironic, I'd say. Alanis Morissette, he toured. What the hell word is that? He torned with Alanis Morissette during her Jagged Little Pill tour. It's not the bitterest pill like Scott often claims. Anyway, he likes then joined the Foo Fighters, or as we would say correctly, Foo Fighters. There you go. And he's still with them, right? Still the drummer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How come Dave Grohl? I know Dave Grohl will occasionally drum.
He's got the blonde hair, but the brown-haired beard or something like that, right?
Oh, isn't that? That's right. Last time I saw him, I said, there goes my hero. All right, Daryl? Let's be done with you. But before we go, we need to eat something. I guess we got stuff here still. No, are we all out of that box?
We are all out of that box. We could eat s'mores. S'mores
or
Oreos, but
we're
not.
Did you eat the Reese's ones?
Yes, we had those. We all had those together the first day.
You were here for that
before the olives.
Yeah,
because I didn't have a napkin and a fork.
I got a new box.
You did?
But I don't know what's in it. I haven't opened it yet. It says it's from... Oh, this is from Andy Beach. He's a friend of the show. Hold on. He may have said something about this, and I forgot. Let's see. Let me just check.
Sure. Well, it's stuff that Daryl and I don't have, so, you know.
Oh, it's he makes. Remember, he makes jelly and jams.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And he said,
"Did he send you some jelly?"
He sent me some jelly. I wouldn't go out there if I were you.
Is he? Did he send
clogs
to forward or
clogs grape jelly one jar? Jar. I'm gonna assume he just loves me.
Oh yeah, I would assume that too.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, friend of the show, whatever your name is.
F you guys.
I've forgotten it.
Andy
happy
loves
birthday
me.
To me.
Yeah, happy birthday to Daryl.
Daryl, I have a present for you. Yeah. And I was going to, I honestly do. And I was going to get this out to you earlier. Nicole and Mark can verify that I had this set aside for you for your birthday. Do you want to see what it is, or would you rather get it in the mail and be surprised?
Surprise me.
Okay, I'll surprise you.
Pretend Brian is Beelzebub and he has a devil set aside for you. Think about that. Daryl, what's our Google thing today? Should tell people first he's at the Trek Nerd. Oh, you know what? Since you're here, hold on. I want you to hear this guy's version of the Voyager theme, okay?
Okay.
Here's his words to the first part of the Voyager theme.
Voyager. Voyager, please come home.
I kind of wish he would have done something for Enterprise where he had new lyrics for the Enterprise theme song.
Oh, that would have been great. He didn't do that, but he had a bunch of stuff for like Stargate and Stargate Atlantis and some other stuff.
Awesome.
So it's pretty great. Anyway, all right. So what was the
we'll
point?
We'll have to check the ship's phasers.
Oh, yeah. I'd always check the ship's phasers. Always check the ship's phasers.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
Test the ship's phasers.
Test the ship's phasers.
Yeah. Never.
Never!
All right, Daryl. Let's do. Daryl's a Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there and at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. And now, share with us Googleus Maximus.
Yay!
It's hard for me to remember it. I don't know why. It just doesn't.
I know. I Googled
it. It doesn't roll off my tongue. Anyway, give us what you got and give it to us hard.
Okay. I am going to read part of a query that I've entered into Google. You complete the phrase and win nothing.
All right.
Am I staticky? Because
nope.
I threw away my old headphones.
No, you sound great.
Sound great today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Is that the Google query? Okay.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
Does this dress make my blank? And we want the number 3 answer.
Okay, because I'm sure number 1 is butt look big.
Yeah, butt look fat or butt look big.
Yeah. Does this butt dress make me...
Butt look
make
big
my.
Is like...
Hey, oh, make my. Does this dress make my...
Make my...
Eyes look... Blue.
Wow. Okay, this is the number 3. I'm going to say, does this dress make me or make my hair? How's that word? I'm trying to think of what girls care about with this stuff. Was this dress make my hair look bad? I'll just say that.
Right.
Okay.
How'd we do?
The real number 3 answer is... Does this dress make my breasts?
Does it make my breasts?
Breasts?
Oh, yeah. Make them like...
No, dude, no finishing?
Like, dude, your dress totally makes your breasts. Is that what it's like?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone in the chat room said, cankles look big. This is before Tank Girl. Nice.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. Does this dress make my bum look big? Is the number 1 answer bum.
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 Yeah, your personal hobo you keep in the back room.
Does it number 2 is, does this dress make my breasts look too small?
Yeah.
And number 3 is, does this dress make my breasts?
Yeah, wow. Google, you're just constantly surprising us with fantastic news. Daryl, you've been lovely to be with today. Happy birthday.
Have a great birthday.
Okay, got it.
Jeez. And you don't want to Google that because it's a link to... the one that he said, does this dress make my breasts? It's like a bunch of porn videos.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at that. What's that about?
I don't know. It's probably like, did somebody order a pizza? It's probably like that, that kind of setup line.
Well, thanks, Internet. Once again, don't surprise us at all, Internet. Okay, right. What are we doing here?
Oh, I'm going to read this intro
highlights of the news of yesteryear.
You need a what? What did you say?
I'm going to read this intro for this other one.
Oh, okay.
We skipped that intro.
Oh, yeah, do that.
You already said it.
Oh, did
you? You didn't say it's the news.
And it's Brian, it's the news and it's brought to you by.
Brought to you by Coverville, where today we celebrate the birthday of Tanya Donnelly. Does that name sound familiar, Tanya Donnelly?
No, it doesn't.
No, well, it should, because she was one half of the fronting vocal duo for Throwing Muses. Mm. She was one half of the vocal team for The Breeders, along with Kim Deal from The Pixies. And she was lead vocalist for the band Belly, Feedin' Tree.
She just, makes some room for other people there. She's busy.
Well, she's also been a solo artist for the last 15 years, mm-hmm. and she's awesome. So we've got a lot of great music by and covers of Tanya Donnelly and all of her different bands she was in. Really, really cool cover story today. The Tanya Donnelly cover story coming up today at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at coverville.com/live.
Fantastimo. Lady Gaga is set to star in a remake of A Star Is Born. Mm. This is a movie I've never seen. Mm-hmm. Or I guess it's based on a play or something. I don't even know.
Yeah, I think so. I think or an older movie like the Barbra Streisand and
that's the one I know.
Chris Christopherson one was mm-hmm. it? Chris Christopherson was the leading man in that. I get that one confused with
The Rose one. I know what you mean.
Yeah, the one that had they were both Barbra Streisand movies. Yeah, yeah, this is the one with Chris Christopherson.
Okay, so Star Is Born is and it's like them naked in black and white looking at each other. Right.
Yeah, the whole movie is that.
No, I mean, like, there's like an album or a movie cover or
the
something.
The movie poster is that, exactly, yeah.
Well, now it's happening to Lady Gaga and her man there, her Chris Christopherson equivalent, is going to be Bradley Cooper.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They're going to make
it. The Way We Were is the other one I was thinking of. Okay. With Robert Redford.
Was that Robert Redford?
Robot Redford.
Robot Redford. Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, The Way We Were was the one with her and Robert Redford, and then A Star Is Born is the one with her and Chris Christopherson. Those are the two I was confusing.
Well, the Born This Way singer has killed it in her role in the FX series American Horror Story, says this article.
Killed it.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Cooper will direct a new take. Oh, he's directing it. Interesting. On the classic film, which originally featured famed Hollywood starlet Judy Garland as aspiring actress whose love. Oh, that's so that's the original.
That was the original was Judy Garland, right?
The American sniper star had his sights set on Beyonce for the role of Esther Blodgett. Really? Esther Blodgett?
Esther Blodgett.
That's a terrible name.
It is.
But when that plan fell through, Gaga was his first choice, according to Deadline. Lady Gaga, Star Is Born will be Gaga's first leading role. Her only other movie role was appearances in Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, and Machete Kills. I said Machete for the benefit
machete.
Of
Machete. So the original actually starred Frederick Marsh and Janet Gaynor. Big thanks to Jeannie in the chat room. Yeah. Judy Garland was in the first remake. Barbra Streisand was in the second remake. And so this will be the fourth version of A Star Is Born.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why is this such a venerable story that everyone wants to keep retelling?
I don't know. I did see that Sin City too, though.
How was that?
It was all right. It had its moments. But Gaga plays a waitress in a diner.
Oh. Did what's her name come back for that? Jessica Alba back in
She
that?
Did. Oh, she's all over it. She is the dame to kill for.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess Ava Green is technically the dame to kill for.
Oh. I like Ava Green.
Yeah. She's great in Penny Dreadful.
Yeah, her pennies are dreadful.
That is the greatest so pseudo-sexual euphemism.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
It makes no
great.
Sense at all. Her pennies are dreadful. McDonald's is serving up fitness trackers in Happy Meals. This is a true statement.
Really?
Yeah. Parents may not equate McDonald's Happy Meals with physical fitness, but the fast food giant is trying to change all that with a new set of kids' toys. Instead of plastic figurines, a book, or a plush toy, McDonald's is giving away activity trackers with Happy Meals in the United States and Canada for a limited time. Hmm. This is according to McDonald's, who, by the way, they keep spelling wrong here. I thought McDonald's was MacDonald's, M-A-C.
No. It's always been M-C. There's no M-A-C.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
What am I thinking of?
I think the Coming to America was maybe M-A-C.
Hold on. Yeah, you're right. Why did I have that in my head?
Oh, well. McDowell's or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was McDowell's with that guy that was the dad on that show.
Right.
I can't think of his name. Anyway, the Step It trackers are part of a promotional campaign aimed at getting kids moving again. so they can get right back to McDonald's and buy another one of these.
This is just the mainstream media pushing Michelle Obama's agenda.
That's right.
For getting kids out and getting them exercise while they're eating their Happy Meals.
That's right. Guess how many times I'm going to go over there?
Never!
All right.
And you know, they call them activity trackers, but you know the government's spying on the location of all your kids.
You know, there's somebody who thinks this.
at least one somebody, sadly.
Yeah, that's why when you say it, part of me is sad, because I know. Anyway, these are Step-It trackers. Never heard of them. Fitness trackers come in 6 colors, count steps, and blink according to how quickly or slowly the person is wearing the device, who's wearing the device is moving. And while some may wonder what a fitness tracker and fast food have in common, the Step-It is in line with McDonald's move to push back at critics who say the business is pushing junk food to kids, according to Michelle Greenwald, Columbia Business School professor and an expert in the food and beverage industry. Quote, they are doing something wholesome, and it gets you to maybe rethink and take another look because it's surprising. No, they're still trying to get you to buy Happy Meals, gosh dang it.
Right,
right. Listen, I'm all for this as a thing, but come on now. Let's not mess around. Like, McDonald's still needs your kid in there buying these. Right? They're still buying the crappy food.
And is little Johnny really going to be happier that he's got an imitation Fitbit over a Minion?
Yeah.
Hey, Mom. I want to... Can we see if they have, like, real toys in the back that they could trade this for?
I wanted the Minion. Not this. This is terrible. Anyway, that's going on. Oh, look at this. In fact, other fast food news.
Ooh, it's fast food day on TMS today.
Well, did you go to Taco Bell yesterday like you said?
I did. Okay. I totally did.
All right. Did you ride in there with a horse?
Oh, no, I didn't know we could do that.
Well, maybe you only ate horse
Dang. Meat. Dang. Oh, well, now I know. I didn't know. If I would have known that that was allowed.
Yeah. Maybe you only ate horse meat and just didn't know it. A man rides a horse into a Taco Bell and the internet is freaking out about it, or so says this article. The cowboy Lathan Crump.
Best cowboy name ever.
Lathan Crump, you out there in the South Crump. 40, you get those cows back and there might be a little something extra for you. All he wants was some Taco Bell. So the 19-year-old, he's 19, great. 19 now means he was born in 1997. I just want to point that out. Wow. Think about that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it a lot because Carter goes, she moves into her dorm tomorrow and I'm stressing out about it just because, I don't know.
Mm.
My little girl's growing up.
Aw.
Anyway, so the 19-year-old rode his horse. Hollywood is the name of the horse. Giddy up, Hollywood.
Man walks into Taco Bell with a horse. It sounds like it's the setup, isn't it?
It does. Wait until you get to this punchline. Everyone got diarrhea. Just kidding. into a Taco Bell restaurant in Commerce, Texas. For the drive-in dining experience of your wackiest dreams. And this is what he said. Well, old Hollywood here was a little hungry after the rodeo, so I rode him to grab a bite, he said on Instagram. Crump shenanigans made him internet famous overnight.
Crump should learn how to spell road.
Yeah, what is wrong with that word, road? They got that wrong.
Yeah.
That's a copy and paste right from his Instagram.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
Anyway. Crump. He says,
stay in school, kids.
He shared it on Twitter. He says, after all, it isn't every day you see a horse in line for nachos. And obviously that's good news for both health and safety of everyone involved. Let's see. Though the sight was indeed shocking, police won't take action unless somebody files a complaint. Nobody filed a complaint. It is Texas after all. It's all good now. So good luck to you.
Good. Good deal. I'm glad it all came out okay.
Yeah. Well, he's still working on the come out okay part. Hey, there's a story that'll...
Chirito came out clean on the other side.
This is gonna be a good one for people who like monkeys, I think.
Okay.
A monkey in a diaper attacked a Walmart employee.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Diaper-wearing monkey... I love this idea. A diaper-wearing monkey was photographed turning around the parking lot of a Walmart in Lancaster, Ohio, and attacking an employee. Police said the pampered primate. See,
pampered.
Yeah, primate.
Well
good.
Done, Huffington Post. They actually get a point for that one.
That one's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not so easy and cheap. Mm-hmm. Escaped when its owner opened the RV trailer door that it was in, according to the Lancaster Eagle Gazette. Is that a paper you know of?
No, it is. Yeah, I was just imagining. Ariana saying, you are now employee of the month for the pampered primate joke.
You get very good.
Parking in the front of the building, darling.
Yeah, would you like to move in? It's fine. Meet me in my ready room.
It says, store employee attempted to capture the monkey near the shopping cart area and was caught on tape by bystander Rochelle Stewart. The man got loose. The monkey jumped from the metal railing and grabbed the employee's arm and clothing, according to the tape. The woman who owns the monkey yelled, "Let him go, let him go, let him go. If he bites you, they will put him down."
Let him go, let him go.
Oh, my Lord. I didn't know we were going to be able to tie Frozen into this. This is great.
Yeah, perfect.
The woman who owns the monkey, or the woman who then grabbed the monkey's hand and walked it back to the RV, a witness called 911, reporting that a monkey in a diaper had bitten the employee. However, two news organizations reported that the victim did not require medical attention. So, monkey's fine, lady's fine, everybody's fine.
Isn't it? Tell me if this happened to you. Headline? Yeah. Oh, wow, monkey in a diaper attacking a Walmart employee. Mm-hmm. Oh, came out of an RV. Oh, come on. Dang it, right as I was selling it with the joke.
All right, give me the bag. Go ahead.
Starting over. All right.
All right.
Monkey in a diaper attacks Walmart employee. Shocking headline. And then you get into the story and it's like, oh, came out of an RV. Oh, okay, never mind.
Oh, we thought this was going to be unusual.
Exactly. Oh, it's one of those diapered RV monkeys.
Yeah, well done. All right, we are going to take a quick break, hear from a sponsor. We'll be right back. Hey guys, building websites is not easy. If you had to learn everything on your own, you'd be killing yourself. I mean, I know there are a lot of you out there who are programmers, who have been web programmers for years, but we're not like you. We need easier ways to get our websites up and running, like Squarespace.com. What a great tool. You go there, you sign up, you get a 14-day free trial without a credit card needed, and you try it out. It's as simple as that. And you get to use all of their tools and templates for free during those 14 days. And they're amazing tools. Tools that let you make websites that look great on iPads and iPhones and Android tablets and Android phones and all the mobile devices that you might be trying to reach. And of course, desktop will look great as well. Good old desktop. At any rate, go over there and check it out. All the tools you need to make a great online store. Trying to sell some cool hats you make? Let's say you're making some hats. Well, why not make them and sell them right there on your store that you created with the simple tools and templates at Squarespace.com. Here's another way to save you a little money. 10% off your order if you use the code MORNING at checkout at Squarespace.com. That's Squarespace.com and the code MORNING. Go try it out today. See what you think and let us know what you thought. All right. We're
shock
going to
the monkey. Well done, Strike It Rich.
Yeah, shock you the
could
monkey.
Work the Huffington Post as well.
You sure could, darling. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Recommendals and Tom's Tech Time. And I believe you brought a little indie in the middle, did you not?
I did, yes. Mm. This is a fun one. And this is, I was telling Scott before the show, this is one of these things that's like, all right, I don't know what I think about this in the first 30 seconds. And then as you're listening, you're like, wait a minute. No, I really like this. This is a band from Salisbury in the UK. Mm. They've released an EP featuring the electro space monkey punk of Macaque Attack. That's the macaque, the monkey.
Oh, not you just saying your rooster attacked? No. Okay. All right.
Exactly. This is electro synth EDM, but I wouldn't really call it that. I think it's a really interesting, it's just a fun song. And I like the audio clip that they use. I don't know. This you'll have to tell me what you think. The band is called The Boy from Space. The EP came out. I'm gonna have to reboot after this. The EP came out July 27th, so go pick it up. It is called Macaque Attack. That's spelled M-A-C-A-Q-U-E. Okay. Mm-hmm. Spell it like that when you're looking for it. You can follow them on Twitter at The Boy from Space. Here is the song called Fashion Shoot Reject.
Oh, it says you'll never. Oh no, you're right. Fashion Shoot Reject. Totally right. Scott is the Legacy Podcast Reject, and now I will play this song. We'll be back shortly, so stay tuned.
Data Wharf and Troy, Dr. Crusher, Geordi LaForge.
You'll never, never defeat the human spirit. You'll never defeat God. You'll never win.
The Morning Stream. We wish you were here.
All right, we're we're back. I had to, right when the song started, I heard UPS knock. So I ran up there and he wanted to talk. You know, those guys are usually like, quick sign, get the hell out of here.
Totally. Business. I got work. I got packages to deliver. I got business.
And I'm thinking, this song's like 5 minutes. You've talked to me for like four or maybe more. And I thought I was going to run down here and hear silence or you going, Scott, are you okay or whatever. But I made it just in time.
Cool. Honestly, but you missed the song, though.
I did. I'm going to have to listen to it later.
Listen to it later. Let me know what you think.
All right. I'll check it out.
Chat room seemed to like it for the most part.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We're all trying to figure out what the words are on the chorus, though.
Oh, is that hard to tell?
The quote-unquote chorus.
Yeah. What, is it not really a chorus? It's like a...
Well, it's, you know, it's basically audio clips. It's like Daft Punk as kids.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
The reigning champion is, that was me, that was Swell, that was a squirrel.
Really?
Suggested by Knotts.
Wow.
Now you really want to listen to it,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, I need to check it out now. All right. Let's do recommendals, I think.
Okay.
I think it sounds good. I'm going to add Nicole to the thing. I haven't heard from her, but I assume she's around.
I hope so.
Says she's green. That's good.
She's super green.
Super green, everyone. Whoa, listen to that sound. What's that sound?
Is there a noise?
No, there was. It's not now.
Okay.
Like a wave washing over
it
us.
It did. It sounded like a wave. It was nice. It made me feel like it was at the beach or something.
The AC is on, so it's right there. Hey, did you ever notice? Look at my finger.
What?
Right. You see that? Here? See that in the back?
Yeah. What is that? Can you see
what it is?
It looks like a Kramer.
No, it's your print.
Oh, I can't see it very... Oh, it's the Hulk in the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Very far back there.
Way back there.
I can't, you know, years
Mark
ago.
Mark really doesn't need that much space.
He doesn't. It's one of the reasons why we're moving, yeah.
It's gonna be hard, though, not to have that big rad thing. I guess you guys are going to try to find something you can do there like that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean.
You have to. It's part of the deal.
Do, right?
Yeah, you're not going to get around it.
It's going to be important.
Yeah.
It's a little important.
Here's a broom closet, Mark. Hope you have a good time in there. Whisper into wood in there.
We forgot to tell Brian we're going to use his garage.
Oh, it's totally fine. Whatever. We're not using it.
Yeah.
As long as I have a little place to spray primer on my 3D prints, then we're good. That's all I need.
Is that what you do in your garage?
Yeah, I do that in the garage. That's because that stuff is toxic. You can't do that in the house.
Oh. Nick does it too. And one time.
Probably shouldn't be doing it in the garage.
Probably not. Yeah.
Sometimes he forgets and he won't like mask off the front of the car or something. And I'll find out the front of my car, he's got a little bit of primer on there. I'm like, dang it, Nick.
Are you guys wearing respirators when you're doing this?
Yeah, Nick is.
Sure.
I don't.
If you're not, I'm going. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Oh.
I have a respirator. Well, I have one of those. It looks like a surgical mask, but it's got a
little cans on it.
A little can on the front of it. Just one single little filter, a little
that
blue.
Doesn't do anything.
Oh, really?
Doesn't do anything.
Damn it.
I'll get you a nice 3M. Respirator. That's what Mark uses. They're really good.
They're good. They come with post-it notes and stuffing poster wall stickers and everything. 3M, man.
Yeah, the scotch tape.
Scotch tape. Double-sided even. all right. Well, Nicole, it's good to have you on. I guess you're back home. You weren't gone that long. As recommendals. We don't have a theme because F themes today.
Yeah, so we were, oh, wow. It's been a week. So yeah, we were in Denver. Staying with Brian a week ago, and that's why we were looking at houses. Man, we did a blitz.
Yeah, you did. That was crazy. It wasn't quite the Justin Robert Young blitz, but it was pretty damn close, it felt like.
Yeah.
So we're going to do recommendals. It's stuff that's streaming that we like. Yeah, why not? Brian, I'm going to start with your clip like always. Do you have any setup here? You want me to play it?
This is, we're going to play the clip. You're going to guess the movie, and then I'm going to tell you how it's streaming. But it's going to cost you money, but you're going to be amazed how little money it's going to cost you to watch this movie.
Okay. Wow.
And it's a 2015 film.
That's
all I'm going to tell you.
That sounds all right. Here's your clip. Let's see.
Ooh, woo! Well, I tell you what, Bob. The name's John. When we get to Red Rock, I'll buy you and Major Marquess there dinner and booze. My way of saying thanks.
I don't drink with rebel renegades, and I damn sure don't break bread with them.
Well, Mr. Roof, what up, boy? You sound like you got an axe to grind against the cause.
God, renegade army. Bunch of losers gone loco, you bet I do. Wrapped yourselves up in a rebel flag as an excuse to kill and steal. This ought to interest you, Warren, in particular emancipated blacks.
Sounds like my kind of fella.
Sound to me you've been reading a lot of newspapers printed in Washington, D.C.
It is
Anywho, I'm just trying to let y'all know how grateful I am. I was a goner, and y'all saved me.
You want to show me how grateful you are? Shut up.
All right, that's got to be Hateful Eight.
That's exactly what it is.
The Grateful Eight.
Yeah, the very Grateful Eight, yeah.
That was the only clip I could find. That.
Yeah, that is the least sweary Tarantino dialogue I've ever heard in my life.
No, the whole rest of the movie littered with N-words and...
Tell me how I can watch this.
I'm going to tell you. I'm getting to that, Nicole. Hold on. Hold your horses.
All right.
I'm going to see it. I missed it.
Yeah, really good movie. That was Boyd Crowder, Walton Goggins there, and Kurt Russell doing a way more John Wayne sounding impersonation than I realized when I was watching the movie.
Yeah.
But man, when you're listening to it, you got your Samuel L. Jackson, you got Tim Roth, you got Keith Carradine? You got one of the Carradines.
Keith Carradine, because David died.
Oh, dead. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Keith Carradine and who am I forgetting?
Michael Madsen.
Yeah. Woman.
Jennifer Jason
Lee.
Mm-hmm. And
she's the single white female.
She is the single white female. Yep. And then the another guy, and his name I can't remember.
And another guy.
Another guy.
Oh, I know who the other guy is. You're thinking of he's from Nebraska. It's what's her name's mom from Jurassic Park, or dad, I mean. Yes, the Laura Dern's dad, Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern? Oh, Bruce Dern is who I'm thinking of, not Carradine.
Not one of the Carradines.
Bruce Dern was the guy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Channing Tatum is in there.
Oh, Tatum Channum. Got it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's really good.
I thought that was a joke.
What was? My Tanning Chatum? I always do that. I do Tatum that wrong. I do it on purpose. But hey, that's Damien, a name. That's
Damien
like a name.
Damien Bashir is in there.
Who? Deanie who?
Damien Bashir.
Who's that?
I don't know.
The doctor of Deep Space Nine? Is that who that is?
No, he's in the eight, but he's not as hateful as the other seven.
Okay. He's least hateful of the eight.
The least hateful of the eight.
Nice.
All right. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to Amazon Prime, Amazon, and you're going to rent this movie for 99 cents. You get 48 hours to watch it once you start watching it, but you have 30 days in which to start watching it.
Yeah.
I don't know how long the sale is going to go, but 99 cents to watch The Hateful Eight is a fantastic deal, and you need to do that right away.
Are there other deals going on there? Like other
that
movies?
Is the only one that I know about.
Okay. That's really cheap. Jeez.
Yeah, so get on it. If you plan on doing this, do it as quickly as possible, because I don't know how long the sale is going to last. But 99 cents.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, get it now and not wait for it to show up on Netflix or whatever, which
cheaper
it will eventually.
Cheaper than a cup of coffee than blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That's
eighth
right.
Movie by Quentin Tarantino. Really, really good. But tuck in. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes long.
He knows how to make a long movie.
Yeah, there's definitely some
like Django. Django was long, too. Woo! That thing was long. Mm-hmm. All right. Nice one. I like it.
Yeah.
Here's mine. This is a clip from it, and you're going to laugh because it shares an actor.
Oh, cool.
That you just talked
probably
about.
Probably Samuel L. Jackson.
Nope, you'd think, someone else. So I'm going to play it. You guys see if you can figure out what this is.
That was not smart. Get to my office.
Get back to class, you savages!
Makes me sick just looking at all three of you. Sick to my stomach. Come tomorrow, there's a brand new principal in town. His name is Neil Gandy.
Whatever, Gamby. That should be me. It's every fucker for himself.
Who y'all pulling for in the principal race?
I don't know if you're well-liked enough, Mr. Gamby.
Who did it? Who thinks it's funny for a man to be hit in the face with meat?
Yeah.
Well, I like how my clip from a Quentin Tarantino movie does not have an F-bomb. Your clip from an HBO show does.
Oh, did it? I missed it.
It did.
Oh, yeah. I totally missed it.
Yeah, every effort for themselves.
Oh, I thought he said something else. Walton Goggins is in this, and he's got such a weird drawl in it, like more than usual, that I didn't even pick that up. I had no idea that was an F-bomb.
It's hard for me to not look at him and think of Justified.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Well, for me, it took me a while to get over. He was Shane on The Shield, and he's incredible on The Shield, and that predated Justified. So for me, it took forever to get over Shane. Now he's Boyd Crowder, and it's taking forever to get over that. So he's just permanently going to be this guy who's so good at whatever he's doing at the moment that you have to like get over what he was so great at last time.
Yeah,
he's incredible, that guy.
And is
he's
that a really. Show?
It's a new show, HBO. It's called Vice Principals. It's based, listen, it's what's his name? And I can't think of his name. Danny McBride.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
the down same. He's the same guy in everything he's ever in ever. Exactly the same guy. So if you've seen Eastbound and Down, you've seen his character again. It's the same character, but I kind of don't care because I really think it's funny.
You know what? He was really great in the Angry Birds movie as voice of Bomb.
Yeah, I heard he was all right. Someone that exploded all the time, right?
Really liked the movie. I only because I've watched it like 100 times with Mateo.
Did they use the theme music? Did they use that? Because that music's so great.
They would have to.
Yeah.
Did they? I hope they did. It's a great song.
I mean, it just kind of blended in. I think they kind of changed it up a bit.
Was it like this? Like this, and then later. Oh yeah! Put your hands together, everybody. I love that song, or I love that music. It's one of the. I don't even like Angry Birds, but it's one of the best video game things ever written. It's really good.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're fans of the movie.
So Danny McBride, he's just he is what he is. Walton Goggins is like his other vice principal. They're sort of like rivals.
Vice principal.
Yeah, they're rivals because they're both trying to get the job recently vacated by Bill Murray.
Yeah, how much is he in there? Is just really brief cameo kind of thing?
So I've only seen the first episode, and I already know I'm all in here.
Mm-hmm.
He was in that and was great in it. Really good Bill Murray stuff. Like some of the best I think maybe we've seen recently. And he doesn't seem to be just phoning it in like he does sometimes.
Right.
He's actually really good in it. And I can't tell if he's going to show up later or not. So I'm not far enough in to say, but he's really great in it. There's some other actors, you know, like there's the blonde girl from Freaks and Geeks went on to do that other show.
Linda Cardellini?
No.
Oh, no, blonde girl. Kim
something.
It's not Busy Phillips.
Busy Phillips, that's it.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, she's in it. She's his ex-wife. She's really funny in it. Like it's Eastbound and Down. It's such a Danny McBride joint. And it's sweary, and it's all the stuff you expect. But it's just, for whatever reason, it rubs me the right way. So I'm going to recommend it.
Very cool.
It's on HBO. They're still releasing episodes. I'm watching it on Now, I guess.
Yeah, that's one of the ones on our list. So I'm looking forward to checking that out. We're knee deep in the middle of Casual on Hulu right now, mm-hmm. which is such a great 30-minute show.
To watch it. I didn't really like it. Oh,
really?
I like the characters.
Yeah, Brian loves it.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I keep meaning to because Brian's recommendation. And there was something else that you were watching. Oh, you're still in Deadwood as well, right?
I'm still in Deadwood.
Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah. So Hateful Eight, man.
Does Westwood come out?
What?
What's that?
Westwood, is it?
Oh, oh when yeah, does yeah. that come out? Yeah.
This fall. No, is it this fall or maybe
I
next
think
spring?
It is this fall. Yeah.
Sci-fi Western.
Yeah. Do you ever read that book or see the old movie? It's something. No. It's something else, man. It's crazy. It's like, I think everyone thinks of Crichton, you know, like Jurassic Park's Michael Crichton's best mm-hmm. thing or whatever. I don't know. I think the whole concept behind Westworld may be his best idea. So I'm very, very curious about that whole thing. Very excited. Anyway, well, that's good. So there you go. Nicole, your turn.
All right. Yes, I have my Dunkin' Donuts. Mark brought me coffee Aww. While you were talking.
Aww, that was nice.
From Dunkin' Donuts?
From Dunkin' Donuts.
Nice.
So I was going to go down one path, and then Brian, you reminded me of a movie I rented it for 99 cents on Amazon as well.
Oh, really? Oh, funny. Okay.
But we never got a chance to watch it, and then it came into Amazon Prime recently, so I'm like, well, I guess I'm watching it free.
There's a dollar down the drain.
Mm-hmm. Right. But it was well worth a dollar, if not more. So here's the clip. Didn't get a chance to screen the clip, so I don't think there's any cussing in it.
Well, it never stopped me.
Yeah, so apparently. Here you go.
All right.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Bennett.
What do we have?
Let's see what you got.
You smell that? What is that?
What?
What's that smell? Hold on. No.
Opportunity.
No, money.
Oh, okay.
You smell money.
Okay.
Chris.
Damn it. Sorry.
This is your basic mortgage bond. No. All right? The originals were simple. They were just thousands of AAA mortgages bundled together, guaranteed by the U.S. government. The modern ones are different. They're private. and they're made up of layers of tranches.
A tranche is a portion of something.
Mm-hmm. AAA is getting paid first. The lowest rated B is getting paid last, taking on defaults first. Now, obviously, if you're buying B's, you can make more money, but they're a little risky. Sometimes they fail. Chris? Somewhere along the line, these B's and double B's went from a little risky to dog shit. Where's the trash?
You say that all the time.
Oh, yeah, no, you can say shit.
This is clearly Despicable Me Too.
Yeah, Despicable Me Too.
Rates, dog shit. The default rates are already up from 1 to 4%, fellas. And if they rise to 8%, and they will, a lot of these triple Bs are going to zero, too. And that, you're too close, is an opportunity.
Okay.
So... Yeah,
it's Jenga, the movie.
It's the Big Short.
The Big Short is streaming on Amazon Prime. Mm. I highly recommend it to anyone, especially if you're going to buy a house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Is that a frightening movie when you're in the throes of buying a house?
Gosh, yeah. We're like, should we? But here's the thing.
There's no bubble right now.
You're fine.
So when we were purchasing, we sold our house in California in 2005, and then we moved out here to Arizona, and then we tried to sell it again in 2009, and it was almost impossible. During those transactions, what they're talking about, those adjustables, they were pushing those on us, mm-hmm. like trying like hard, and I'm like, Countrywide, which is one of the companies that went out of business.
Yep. Countrywide is on your side.
They were pushing those adjustables, and they're like, I'm like, this house is too much for us. Oh, but you can get this and this and that. I'm like, no, I want a fixed rate. Like, don't stop. Like, leave me alone with the adjustable stuff. But they were relentless. And watching this, I'm like, okay, it makes sense.
Yeah, now you know why they were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. That movie's, I saw it on the plane on the way home from, or on the way to Mexico. I can't remember which, but. And then I got cut off because I had to move seats. Remember that, Brian? That whole thing.
Yeah, you saw the big shortened version.
Yeah. So then I watched the rest of it later, and that movie's very effective, also very funny.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly like funny. It's for so a movie weirdly. About the housing
it's
bubble.
So weird. And here's the funny thing: all three of today's movies are weirdly connected because Adam McKay did screen work and, of course, directed that movie. Okay, or screenwriting and directing of that movie. Adam McKay is like the comedy partner of Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell gave Danny McBride his first break.
Oh.
Like, look at all these connections.
And then you get the Walton Goggins connection.
Yeah, and then Goggins is in there. Now we're all tied together
wow.
again.
Wow. Yep.
There you have it.
That should almost be the, as much as I love double feature, that should almost be the thing where we come up with three movies and then we give a prize to somebody who can connect them like that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Seven
degrees. Yeah.
Everybody exactly. Everybody would try to get Kevin Bacon movies every week. That would probably work.
I mistakenly said this was on Amazon. I rented it on Amazon for 99 cents, but then it came to Netflix for free.
Oh, so okay. It's on Netflix right now. Okay.
Right now it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Very cool. Highly recommend it.
I think I saw the rest of it on HBO Now, and I'm not sure it's still there, but it's so good. What a great movie that was.
And it's a bunch of stories. Like, I thought they all knew each other, and I didn't understand the title, The Big Short, until, like, more than halfway through the movie, yeah. almost towards the end, mm-hmm. that I understood the title, The Big Short, because what these groups of people did. So you have Steve Carell, Christian Bale. Christian Bale, his character was really the one that looked at the numbers, looked at the trends, and identified it and made the first short on these mortgages. And what they're doing, and they did an amazing way of it. Like, if you want to understand some really crazy complex terminology, they do such a great job explaining it. Mm-hmm. And so what he did was he basically bet against these loans ever defaulting. Mm-hmm. And so if they default, he gets a payout.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they go into like the side bets, it turns into like this, like, how did this happen? And then at the end, when they talk about, oh, and so everybody was arrested and everything was reformed. They're like, psh, sorry, nope, that's not what happened.
Yeah, not at all, dude.
It makes you feel defeated. And then they give you a... So all these groups of guys kind of came into this and doing these big shorts on these mortgage loans, and they made out like bandits, man.
No, they made millions of dollars.
And then so you had Brad Pitt and the two guys with him, which, by the way, the guy from American Horror Story, mm-hmm. he played, he was in, did you watch any of the American Horror Story freak show?
Just first season. I never saw anything past that.
He was in there, and it made me.
He's not the one
he's the dandy, right?
Dandy, yes.
Brian, he's not the one that burned his junk on the stove.
No, that was only first season. Okay.
All right. All right.
But anyway, so Christian Bale's character, they do a recap of everybody and their stories and kind of where they're at. He got out of his fund company, and he is focusing all of his energy on water, which makes me go, shit. Mm-hmm. Oh no, because he's like the visionary guy who saw like all of this happening years before it happened, and so his thing right now is water.
Yep.
So
that should make you nervous, especially in Arizona.
You're very nervous. Hey, why do you think we're leaving?
Yeah, get the hell out of there. Too much water, or not enough water. Well, all right. These are fine recommendations, everybody. All of these should be watched. I think that probably the more, if you can only watch one, though, I'm going to stick it in the Big Short. It feels like an important movie.
It's a very important
movie. Yeah, and it's also just thinking about the fact that Adam McKay, director and co-writer of Talladega Nights, made that movie is
right.
Amazing. Yeah, he does all the Will Ferrell movies, like all the like stupid, dumb movies, and this thing is not stupid or dumb. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Well, all right then, Nicole, that was fabulous. Do we want to do a theme for next week? What do we want to do?
Two cards if you want me to let you know.
Yeah, what do you got?
Let's do them. All
right. So the scene, at least 5 people die in one scene.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the prop, obvious product placement.
Okay.
Well, ET would fit half of that.
Yeah. Just, we can't find a scene where enough kids died or whatever. All right. Excellent. Nicole,
Elliot, this is the end.
Have a fantastic. He just explodes. Have a fantastic week. May your house hunting be filled with excitement and joy.
Mark says hi.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
What's going on, tattooed hot Italian man? I know. All right, Brian.
Yes.
Let's move to the next stage.
Okay. All right.
This is the next evolution, where Tom Merritt joins us.
Wow.
He brings his presence here in a way only he can. And this time I'm hitting the right button.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
The man in question, Tom Merritt of Daily Tech News Show, is here, everybody.
The next evolution.
Ooh.
Either tattooed or Italian, though.
That's true. But would you
hang up on him?
Tom, if you were ever to get a tattoo, not saying you will, but if you ever did, what would be your inspiration? What would be the design?
I have no idea. I think I may have answered this question once in my life where I'm like, you know, if I was going to get a tattoo, but I don't remember what I said.
Yeah.
And I always have to explain to people who are into tattoos, I think they're cool.
I do too.
I think it's awesome. I'm always in admiration. It is not something that's ever interested me personally.
Yeah. You and I are in the same boat.
Has talked about getting a tattoo before, and I'm like fully in, like, go for it. Yeah. That's awesome. But I don't know. My address when I'm old, so that
I don't know where to go.
But then I can't move.
Where do I live? Oh yes, it's 23 Birch Street. No, but here's my thing. I don't want anything. Everything's ephemeral, right? Like if I put, I don't know, some design based on some video game I'm in love with. Who's to say in 20 years if I don't just look at that and go, ugh, I can't believe that was a good idea.
That video game sure took a turn, and now I hate it.
Yeah, and it's such a permanent thing. I know there are ways to, you know, skin graft and all that, but it's such a permanent decision that I can't think of a thing I want permanent. You know, I can think of a million temporary things. Like if you said, hey, you can have these tattoos, but they only last a year, like at the 365-day mark, poof, they'd be gone. I'd do that all the time. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I'll have an Expanse tattoo for a year, everybody. Check that out.
There's temporary tattoos, right? Yeah. So if you could have temporary tattoos just last a little longer.
And look good. And not wash off and stuff. Right. Yeah, I would totally do that. So
would you do the gold leaf tattoos that let you control your smartphone? Oh, they're temporary.
What? Is that a thing?
Yeah, what? We talked about it on Monday's DTNS with Veronica.
Oh my gosh. Wait, hold on. So, and then let me guess, she's all for this? She's all in on this?
Yeah,
idea?
In fact, hilariously, right? So, if anybody has followed Veronica, which I know many of you have, you know that she has always said, sure, I'll embed something in my arm to be able to control things. Yeah. She's like, this is even better. Then I don't have to embed anything. Yeah. I just have it on my skin. But the only problem was right now, it's an MIT research project, so you can't even get it yet. But, and it's also temporary. So, she's like, how long does it last before it just flakes off?
It's more than just it's got to be more than the gumball machines that give you little temporary tattoos, right?
Yeah, no, this is a, you know, they do a stencil and then they water transfer it to your arm. So it probably would last a little longer than that. But they're talking about being able to make it a normal tattoo process that would last longer. So then I'm like, well, would I get that? Would it, you know, so that I could have like an NFC chip in my arm, essentially.
I would,
you can do,
do
the circuitry and then the chip embedded with it.
I would do that.
Yeah, I totally would do that.
Yeah, and yeah, also, I think
we're in agreement there.
I think
it's Jedi powers, basically.
I like the idea of it looking kind of circuity too. Like, that's kind of a design that is something I wouldn't mind having for a very long time. Like a little technology symbol, essentially, is what it would look like.
That actually does stuff.
Yeah, that does something. See? Practical
it's
thinking.
It's useful,
functional,
Dad.
Functional tattoos. Right.
It's useful, Dad.
I'm going to tattoo my Gmail password on my arm so I don't forget it.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's a two-factor authentication, actually. Yeah. You're joking, but that would be amazing. Yeah. Something I have.
Yep.
My arm.
Only you have it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Well,
and then that reminds me of that scene in Stoney McGee when they take the guy's arm off.
What the hell is Stoney McGee?
So bloody.
What is Stoney McGee?
You'll just have to listen to Brian and Tom discuss the most influential movies of the 80s.
I've never even heard of Stoney McGee. Is this like 10 Speed and Brown Shoe, Tom? Is that what this is?
Well, we actually mentioned 10 Speed and Brown Shoe in that regard.
Yeah, we do.
Great.
Ghostbusters, E.T. Yeah, people just have to listen.
All right. Look at that.
Is it available online yet, actually?
I just was texting with Todd, and I was like,
directing people to it.
It actually got sent to his spam folder, so he's got it now, and he'll be distributing it to his Kickstarter backers.
Oh, lovely. Awesome. Well, not all of that notwithstanding.
Freeze! I just dropped my gun!
What? I need to know what this is. This is weird. I can't believe I've never even heard of it. So what's on the docket today for the Daily Tech News Show? What's the hot topic today?
I have no
today?
Idea. No, I'm just kidding. There's so much. Actually, it's a pretty big news day with Intel Developer Forum going on. Yeah. Get your mugs, folks. DTNS mug. Yeah. Cheers. Cheers to you, Brian.
What do you think about that wireless VR plan they got there? That's pretty
crazy. Yeah, so there's the VR, which now there's so many projects out there. I want to call it Project Skyhook. It's Project Alloy is the VR headset from Intel. This is an Intel reference design. They're working in congruence with Microsoft to put it out. It's going to be compatible with the Windows holographic system, which will be embedded into Windows 10 as early as next year, according to Terry Myerson. That's the same holographic shell that runs the HoloLens. So we talked about it a little bit yesterday on DTNS. The idea is Microsoft is like, we'll make a reference design in HoloLens, but you all should make other things. And Intel is out there saying, hey, we have these RealSense chips that do amazing sensing, and we've built this Project Alloy to sort of show off what they do. But the fact of the matter is, what Microsoft and Intel are both angling for is take our operating system, and Intel saying take our sensors and make some products with them.
Yeah, it's a, can I just say real quick, their prototype they had on stage is an ugly freaking piece of hardware, man.
Yeah. Woo! Intel, you know, I mean, Intel doesn't waste a lot of its money on pretty things. It's like, we got chips.
Yeah. That's
true. Our chips really work. Mm-hmm. Who cares if they're ugly? Make them pretty. We'll sell you the chips.
That's right. And they do want third parties to do this. It's a bit like the Steam or the Steam VR platform. That's Valve saying, look, this is open to whoever wants to make headsets, although we haven't seen a lot of traction in that way. I assume there's some stuff behind the scenes happening outside of the Vive.
I want to connect a few dots, because some of the rest of you know that cats and dogs lay down and slept together yesterday when Intel announced that it will let ARM designs be made on its foundries.
Oh, wow.
This is Intel waving the white flag, like, you know what? Fine. Atom is just not going to catch on for mobile. So we've got these 10 nanometer FinFET foundries just waiting for you to come and make your ARM chips on, and that way we can get some money out of it. LG is going to be the first to sign up and do that. And that makes me wonder if maybe LG might want to be making some kind of virtual reality headset that they would use their ARM design on and the RealSense sensors from Intel to make some kind of Project Alloy device.
Yeah, I could totally see that. I had no idea about that news that they were, you know, essentially open arms to ARM.
Yeah, no, they're embracing ARM.
No pun intended, but that's a big deal. I mean, that's been the fight for them for the last, I don't know, few years anyway. This is, I don't know what this is like. This is like... This is like
when the closest feeling I have about it is when Microsoft Office arrived on Macs.
Oh, yeah.
You get the big floating Bill Gates head announcing it.
Yeah, the thing you'd never see.
It's not quite that dramatic because at that time it felt like Apple had lost. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like this means Intel has lost in general. It's just saying, okay, fine. We're not gonna win a mobile. We'll move on to something else. And they have done this already. They've already been allowing... since 2010, they've been allowing other third parties to use their foundry's capacity. Achronix has been using the 22 nanometer capacity, but they always were non-competitive uses. This is the first time that it's been opened to competitive designs. It's still off-the-shelf design. Qualcomm can't come in with its super modified Qualcomm chips and use the Intel foundries. It has to be an ARM design that you're just replicating.
Here's an example of what it might be like if Nintendo suddenly published a Mario game on the PlayStation. It would be that kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. Whoa, how these streams never cross. But I think that's good. I think there's no problem with that. Hey, look, if they're winning, why not, you know, either fight it or get in line. Like, let's go.
It's like Microsoft running Linux, too.
Yeah.
I'm starting to, the analogies are starting to hit.
Yeah, they're starting to all come in now.
DC publishing the Spider-Man comic.
Whoa,
wait a minute. Now you're going too far. Hold on, let's not be crazy.
Well, this is all very exciting. I'm there later on the show, so we're going to talk about these things and many other things. Anything else you'd like to mention before we go today?
Well, I just want to say, folks, thank you for your support of Pilot X on Inkshares. The process continues. We've got a potential cover. If you want to get a sneak peek at it, you can go to the Inkshares.com profile page for Pilot X. Just go to Inkshares.com, search Pilot X, or you can go to TomMerrittBooks.com and link to it from there. And it is a professionally designed cover that we're floating out there. It's not the final design necessarily. We might do some color tweaks and things, but it's looking really good, and we've gotten some good feedback from it. So check that out, and all of the other books, like The Year in Tech History, at TomMerrittBooks.com.
Very nice. Tom Merritt, take a breather, because later we hit tech hard. We'll talk to you later. Wrong.
See you, Tom.
So I'm looking at Pilot X. Oh, yeah, look at that. Here, chat room, take this.
Alternative cover.
I like it. That's very cool. Very hip and happening.
As the kids say today.
You know, as the children say. Well, that's excellent. All right. We're done. We have done a show. This is it. This is the end of it, which is just about right. We hope you've all enjoyed it. I know that I have. We'll be back tomorrow with Wendy. Will be back and, you know, Thursday stuff, all that. Mm-hmm. That'll be good. I can't believe it's already Thursday.
I know.
Freaking, what the hell? Anyway, patreon.com/TMS is where you can support the show. If you have not already, consider it. People are getting their membership cards and their cool mugs and all their cool stuff all the time. If you want to be a part of that, all the details are there. patreon.com/TMS. Thank you, alphageekradio.com, for the simulcast, as well as diamondclub.tv. frogpants.com/TMS is our website. You can call us anytime at 801-471-0462 and leave a message. If you want to email us, themorningstream@gmail.com, and find us on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, and Morningstream. Let's get the hell out of here.
Those are all things you should do. Totally. Yeah,
including the get the hell out of here part.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Do you have a little song at the end for us?
What's going on? Something going out to Tony Glass, who in the Slack is known as T. Glass 1976. Mm. On August 16th, which is yesterday, I turned the wheel on another decade of living. I'm entering my 40s this time, and maybe this will be when I finally decide to grow up. Okay, not really. Nope. Life's no fun that way.
I agree.
Since this is one of those big birthdays, I'd like to request something from the artist that has always been my favorite, Paul Simon. The first time I heard this song, American Tune, was the first time I realized music could be more than just entertainment. It can make you feel something. It was what prompted me to write and play myself. Even if I didn't do much outside of local venues, I will always have that love and appreciation for what music can do for people. If you don't have a cover, blah, 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 I do. So why don't you read that last part? Paul Simon's American Tune is the request by Tony Glass. This is a great version by a singer that left us way too early. She passed away in her 30s. Oh, and I'm blanking on how she passed away. I want to say it was cancer, something like that. Anyway, Ava Cassidy and her amazing voice. She's got one of the clearest, just most brilliant voices in music. This is from the album of the same name, American Tune, which was released posthumously in 2003. It is Paul Simon's American Tune, covered here by Ava Cassidy.
All right, here you go. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Come on back now. You hear?
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Many's the time I've been forsaken, and certainly abused. But it's all right, it's all. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. Don't have a friend who feels at ease. Don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right. It's all.
Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
A waxy stick for chapped lips, waxes for candles, Vaseline lip therapy used for lips.
Lips.